What's up, my friend? It's your boy Dellis coming to you with another episode of the Ground Up Biz podcast, where the goal is to inspire, educate, and help you break the time for money trade in your life so that you can live life on a whole nother level. I hope you're having an amazing day so far. And in this episode, I wanted to give an update on the blog and what my processes look like on this journey. So I appreciate you for tuning in, and I hope you get something of inspiration or an idea from this episode. So let's get right into it. It is a beautiful day here in Houston. It's really cold outside, so I'm inside knocking out some articles, drinking coffee, and lately, so I've been using Google Search Console to monitor my search volume traffic and to see what keywords I'm ranking for. And as of now, I'm getting about 100 impressions per day off of organic search. This is a big deal for me because I started by getting literally one impression. And what impression is it's when your article or your blog post is being listed in the results that come up on a Google search. So this does not mean someone clicks on your content to view it. It just means when someone typed in a certain keyword, your article link, your blog post listing was in the results. And an impression is, like I said, doesn't mean a click. It isn't the full action, but you have to get impressions first to get clicks to start driving traffic. So my very first day that I got my first impression was August 10th, and today is November 22nd, and what's that, August, September, it's about 4 months. I think it actually took me a lot longer than some other people, but hey, I finally got there to get 100 impressions per day on average, and I'm excited. So right now, the total impressions we've got for groundupbiz.com is 2,870 impressions, 26 clicks. My click-through rate is 0.9%, and the average position is 42.8. So the two things I want to address with these numbers is the 0.9 click-through rate. And the way I intend to improve that is to develop better hooks and headlines for my content. So the more attractive or snappy or curiosity-induced my headlines are, the more clicks I can generate over time. So I'm gonna rehaul. This is not really important right now. I might actually just look at console, Google Search Console, and see which of my articles is getting the most traffic, and then really work to refine those headlines before I kind of work on all the other headlines, because the Pareto principle, that rule really applies here. There are only a percentage of my articles that are getting the bulk of the traffic right now. So those are the ones I'm going to focus on to make better, to optimize. And the goal is to get that number one slot on the Google search. So when people are typing in the keyword, at the very top would be my article, once I've done my job very well. So also to improve the click-through rate, I plan to work on the meta description or a snippet. So when you search for something on Google, there's a headline, right, which is the hook, and then there's a snippet, a small paragraph of text that some people read to gauge whether or not the content's going to be what they're looking for. So improving those two aspects, both the headline and the snippet, are going to help me improve that click-through rate, and that's the goal. That's something I'm working on. The second thing is the 42.8 average position. So at this moment, I have about 1,700, a little bit over 1,700 public posts on my blog, still being written, most of them. And I bring that up because Google has not indexed all those pages yet. So once those articles are more written, like there's content, there's images, then Google is going to begin to index them. And then I should get a lot more impressions per day. I will update you and let you know. And I will also, my assumption is my average position is gonna go way down. It's gonna go from 42 to 50 to probably like 55. Because I've got all these new keywords on these articles that Google has not indexed yet. And these articles are not well written yet either. So when they finally do get indexed, the article quality is going to be okay. Honestly, it's not going to be the best because I'm still going to be writing the articles. So the average position should tank for a period of time, and then it'll hit its lowest point once Google has indexed all my articles, like every single article that I've published, once Google has indexed them. Then from that point, I will continue to improve the content all around, adding more images, reading it over slowly and reworking the content, kind of like content editing, improving punctuation, adding additional resources, things to make the article more valuable, and adding a table of contents. And the cool part is I don't have to guess about a lot of this. I use this plugin called Rank Math, and it allows me to see exactly what I need. It gamifies the SEO experience by basically saying you need to add an image, and if you add an image, then it gives you a check mark and you boost your score, and it says you need to put this keyword at the top of your article towards the beginning, and if you add your focus keyword to the top of the article, then you get another check mark, and then it adds up your score. And at the end, the goal is to get 100 out of 100 score, which means an optimized SEO article. So Rank Math is a free plugin that is very helpful for bloggers. Highly suggest you check that out if you haven't heard about it. So another thing I'll do to improve the average position of my articles, and the goal is to get to number one average position, which means every single article I've written is number one. That's the ideal goal. I don't know how much time, how many years, or who I'll have to hire to get that goal, but I mean, that's the primary focus, is every piece of content I create for organic search gets number one top slot, which means I get maximum traffic for everything I've created. That is the super goal, if you will. And what I'll do is, once I start really focusing on the articles that are giving me 80% of the results, right? The bulk of a core few articles. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna type in those keywords on Google again and verify, like see who's ranking above me, like read their content, look at their images, see what they're linked to, use some free tools to check their backlinks, etc. And what I'll do is I'll form an understanding of why their article is performing better than mine. And I will use some of that knowledge to improve mine, to build a better product. So that's how I'm gonna address the average position, to continue writing on those posts that are doing well and to add more value and to really think like about the reader and the intent they have when they're searching that keyword. Like, what is their real goal? What are they really trying to solve or learn about when they're searching that keyword? And making sure the blog post over delivers, right? That's the goal. Blogging has been, it's been a lot of fun so far. It's been a lot of learning, and watching the Niche Pursuits podcast helps me stay inspired. The writing, the repetitive writing part is not really fun at all. It is nice to be honest, but it inspires me and keeps me going because this is part of my dream and I really, really want to make this work. I have some friends and family members who could benefit from running this type of business model if I can prove its effectiveness and its profitability. So that's why I'm really sticking with it. And shout out to you for listening to this episode. I don't know why I was going off. I forgot. Shout out to you. If you're listening to this episode this far, if it's your first time, hey, how's it going? My name is Delis. I'm glad you're listening. Salute to you. I hope you're getting something from this. If you're a repeat listener, yo, what's up, my friend? Like, you know, much respect, and I appreciate you for tuning in as well. Yeah, I'm just sharing my journey on this blog here. We're working to make it successful and profitable so that we can teach, and when I say we, I mean me, but maybe I'll find some other people who enjoy doing this and we can create a community and we can teach others how to create profitable websites. I think it would be a really helpful thing to do in this world, so I'm excited to be on this journey. I told you how I was going to improve average position, all right, so then here's another update since the last time I recorded an episode. I got into the Amazon Associates program, so I'm going to be doing affiliate marketing for Amazon for the time being. Several of my blog posts bring up books and software, which isn't on Amazon, so I just have to think about like books right now. I'm selling a really low ticket product on Amazon, right? I'm not adding product links for flat screen TVs or office equipment or furniture, because you know Amazon sells some really expensive stuff, but a lot of my content is created around books and courses, so really not going to be too expensive. I'm going to have to do volume to really sell and earn money on Amazon, and that's something I'm aware of. But for the time being, Amazon has it set up, the Associates program, so that you have 180 days to make 3 qualified sales, or they'll automatically deny your application if you don't make three sales in 180 days. What's that, 6 months? I think that's plenty of time. But those days start going by pretty fast, so you should have a plan. And I'm glad I decided to sign up for Associates now, because I actually do have search traffic from my blog right now. Not only do I have organic traffic from Twitter, you know, sending people, that would be more, I say, social or direct traffic, sending people from Twitter to my blog, but I have organic search traffic right now. People are searching keywords all around the world, and Google is recommending my content based on which keyword they search. So having this traffic, this qualified traffic ahead of time, will help with showing people more of the offers I have to sell with Amazon. And if I have 180 days, this is what I'm trying to say. If you have 180 days to sell, it'd be nice to have your network and your traffic set up beforehand so that you're not starting from zero and trying to create this traffic while also needing to sell in a certain period of time. So I'll let you know how the Amazon Associates journey goes. I have a lot of content to basically look over and improve and add affiliate links. This is probably going to take the rest of the year as well, just writing, thinking about the products I'm talking about. I don't want to force any products in there. It must be something that I'm already talking about or is relevant to the topic that I'm discussing. And then if there's a book or any product on Amazon that I can find that's absolutely relevant, like I'm not just trying to find random stuff to sell, to say, you know, just to make a commission, because I don't think that's fair to my viewer, my audience. I like to buy the stuff first and really use it and see how it benefits my life, and then pitch that if it works for me. And also tell people in the article, like, it works for me. It may not work for you like this, but, you know, this is something I definitely recommend. And if that product is available on Amazon, then you would just take the link. There's like this little, what is it? It's like an add-on. It's like a browser add-on once you become an associate, and you just like press two buttons and then you get this link, and you can add it as a hyperlink to your blog post. And when people click that link has a cookie to it. And when people buy that product or another product, you'd have to check, you know, what Amazon's Amazon associates, like what their cookie terms are right now. I believe it's a 24-hour cookie. I'll have to check, which means if they buy that product immediately, you'll get a commission. But if they don't buy that product and they buy something else on Amazon within 24 hours, I believe you get a commission as well, based on the other product that they bought or whatever they bought within that period of time. But also, from my understanding, I feel like there are two other things. Like if they exit the browser, you know, and use another browser, for example, or use their mobile phone to buy something, then you wouldn't get a commission because it's no longer connected to your account in that manner. Like there are certain ways that affiliate marketing, like there's certain holes in it that it is what it is, right? I guess that's with any particular business model you use. There are always going to be pros and cons. But I'm really excited to be in the associates program because Amazon is selling a ton of stuff. So now I just have to kind of search through the Amazon database, find all these books I've been talking about, and just connect the links in my blog post. So that's going to be a project that I'm working on as well. It's really exciting to know that I'm 4 months into the blog. I feel like, wow, 4 months. Yeah, I'm really like 4 months in. I don't know how long it took me to start like really writing, but hey, you know, we're here. We'll say 120 days plus, and we're now monetized on the blog with the ad revenue model and the affiliate marketing revenue model. And we're just kind of coming out of the gate. Honestly, we haven't really got stride yet, but in stride, we're coming out of the gate. I was checking my AdSense account earlier today, and it looks like I'm almost at like $5 in revenue. So I'll check that again and just kind of monitor that, because that number, the way AdSense reporting works, the number can change throughout the day based on the ads, like I guess validating how authentic the click was or the viewer that viewed the ad. So the AdSense kind of earnings number fluctuates, but it is cool to check it often because I started with pennies and now I'm at dollars. And it seems like the model, business model of this niche website, this blog, is very simple. The more content I create, great content I create, the better I'll do as far as earning an income. But there's actually one more piece, and this is the piece that I'm really glad to share with you today, because this is kind of the formula I've gotten from these months of writing and also learning from these different podcasts and people on Twitter who are having niche websites and doing them successfully. Is the formula is, it's actually great keyword research, amazing keyword research. And what that is low competition keywords, usually long tail keywords, that have a high cost per click, which means advertisers are willing to pay decent amount of money for anyone who creates content, great content, and other people are interested in that content. So great keyword research plus great content equals success as a blogger. Is that part might be actually oversimplified, because we didn't talk anything really about marketing, or we didn't talk anything about marketing, promotion, guest posting, social media. I guess we'll talk about all that kind of in the future if I haven't already addressed that before. Yeah, like, let's go back to that formula, that super oversimplified formula I just gave. So, great keyword research. Talked about that in the past. And the whole idea here is every day, everyone in the world, almost everyone in the world who has an internet connection may use Google or any type of search engine to, you know, type in a query like, what to eat today, free things to do in my city, pizza near me, right? Things like that. And Google or whatever engine they're using is giving them a list of results. So great keyword research is about finding the keywords people are searching for in volume, except there just isn't a lot of content created, or there isn't really a great, like, there isn't people dominating that particular keyword yet because it hasn't been around that long, or people just aren't paying attention to it like they're paying attention to some of the more competitive keywords. So being able to identify what those keywords are using a tool like SEMrush, which I talked about before in the past, SEMrush, is going to be helpful for you. And then after that, you want to learn the processes and procedures to becoming a great content writer. That's definitely a topic we can talk about in the future, because I don't feel like I've even really addressed that. I've been blogging for a little over a decade now, on and off, and recently I watched this video about how to develop a blog post faster, and two tips she gave me, which were super helpful, changed the game for me. Number one is, look on Google, like, when you're about to write about a topic, like, Google your topic, like the actual keyword or the phrase that you're about to research. So one of my topics is sales funnel copywriting. Okay, so I type in sales funnel copywriting into Google, and then there's a section called People Also Ask, and you have to scroll maybe just a little bit to find this section. And what you'll see, it's kind of bolded off. It says People Also Ask, and there are questions there that are similar topics that people are asking in combination, like as a whole, with that keyword phrase. So what they are for me is, very simply, I really do copy and paste these questions, some of them that I feel like I can address, into my blog post, and then I'm able to write and expand on those topics because I know that they are directly related, and I'm not having to guess, you know, what do people want to learn about that's related to this. Google is telling me with data, like, these are the topics you want to cover. So that part really has helped to speed up the writing process for me, because now I have these questions or prompts that I can write more about, and I'm given a direction for the content. Because that's one thing, like writing, if you're kind of always trying to think about a direction, that the thinking part takes time. But if you have a direction, you can just spit out like what's on your mind, what you learned, your experiences, and that can help with the flow a little bit better. I'm really excited that I found this video. I guess I could link the YouTube video. I'll link the YouTube video in the description of this podcast episode. But the second tip I've talked about before, but in combination with this Google search tip, the second tip is the text-to-speech feature, which has been, at first it was kind of optional, right? When I was writing my first few articles, I was just kind of using text-to-speech sometimes, and then writing, because I type pretty fast as well, and I was just doing a mix. But now it's really text-to-speech has been the primary focus, because I just cannot write that much, like my hands will start hurting, and it's so convenient for me to just let it roll off the tongue, just keep talking, keep typing, and now I'm talking for like minutes, right, 2 or 3 minutes, just letting Google text-to-speech try its best. And there's usually a lot of errors in those paragraphs that I created. It'd be one long paragraph, and what I do is I'll break that paragraph up, read over it, change the wording as necessary, and then make sure we have something that is understandable afterwards, right? And then I do it again, text-to-speech, refine the words, text-to-speech, refine the words, text-to-speech, and then I can write a blog post in like 30 minutes, right? Or an hour or less. And it has helped to really speed up my processes, because when you are writing in bulk, in volume like this, you need a way to churn out more content. So yeah, I will link that video in the description. I hope you get some value from it. The next goal is to beat my personal record on impressions, which is 209 impressions. I forgot what day I got that on, but that's the most impressions I've gotten on groundupbiz.com so far, is 209. So I will certainly update you on this podcast when I do exceed that number. And with my click-through rate, that should generate about 2 clicks in that same day if I'm able to get 200 impressions, because my click-through rate is almost 1%. It's 0.9%. I guess the last thing I want to touch on is I'm fully aware, and I hope you are actually aware, if you're getting into niche websites or blogging, if you're considering a YouTube channel, and YouTube in particular, not necessarily TikTok. TikTok is great, but YouTube is owned by Google, and YouTube is definitely a search engine that's indexed, and people can find YouTube content from Google searches, right? They're not on YouTube, they're on Google trying to find information, but Google is pitching YouTube because the YouTube videos are helpful in solving whatever problem they have or whatever information they're trying to look up. So the Google algorithm has been in more focused, like it has been moving towards video. And when you create videos for certain keywords, you're able to rank faster on organic search, right? On the listings, you're able to rank faster. And there's also a section at the top, usually for videos before websites are listed. So what I'm trying to acknowledge here is I know that there's a strong competitive advantage right now. And if you're creating a niche website or starting to blog, you're thinking about it, there's a strong competitive advantage right now for somebody who's comfortable getting on video and addressing certain keywords, but doing so with a video and a blog post. You could do a video, but a video and a blog post where you embed your video on your blog post. Like, that is powerful right now. And I am aware of this. I just kind of don't feel like getting on video. I know a lot of the stuff, you know, you and I talk about, right, if we make this real personal, is doing stuff we don't feel like doing. So I know at some point I will have to address this and hop on video, or I could create several profitable business models without getting on video. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm actually in part fascinated about doing something like that. Like, could this anger podcast really pay for all my bills? ? It's like, could my niche website / blog, could it pay for all my bills plus travel expenses plus any additional investments and business opportunities? Could it do that without me ever producing another video? ? I don't know. It's just some things to contemplate, right? But I will lay this on you. I'm big about legacy, and I won't be here forever. So that part definitely draws me into creating videos again. Having the audio is nice, and all the words that I wrote, you know, while I was here, that's nice. I think videos and putting some of those on YouTube, I think that's going to be helpful for legacy as well, because you'll have a visual memory of the contributions and the experiences you had while you were here on this planet. All right. I use Pexels, P-E-X-E-L-S, and Unsplash to find high quality, free to use commercially as well, images. And I've been using these resources really heavily. They have thousands of images to choose from, and That's how I make the blog more visually appealing, by using these other professional stock photos. So if you don't know about those two websites, I say check them out. They've been very helpful in sourcing the photos, the featured photos I need, which are kind of like the cover photos in the newspaper. It's the very top image. And since I'm not a professional photographer on that level, I need a way to find those types of images. These two resources, Pexels and Unsplash, are great. And actually, Canva. I'm thinking about Canva. We haven't talked much about Canva. But yeah, Canva is the bomb. I have to talk about Canva in the past. If you don't know about Canva, you got to hop on. Canva is a very helpful resource for becoming somewhat of a graphic designer. And you don't have to pay for the free level, the free trial, or the freemium model that they have. Canva has a great, we do have to talk about Canva in the future, because Canva has a great business model. And lately, I've been seeing Canva advertisements on TV. More people, like, around the world, I guess, like, in professional settings, you may see, or at, like, coffee shops and stuff, you may see somebody on Canva. Like, Canva has had a strong like presence, like a business growth, like they disrupted the market. So yeah, Canva, great tool. That's all I wanted to say in this one. I appreciate your time in this episode. I wanted to update you and let you know life is good. I'm very grateful to be alive and to be here to share this message with you. I hope you got something from it. I hope you're excited about creating content and building your empire. You can definitely do it. If you haven't already, please follow me on Twitter at DS, that's a D as in Delta, S as in Sam, _ groundupbiz. Or you can email me. My email address is Delis, that's D-E-L-L-E-S, @ groundupbiz.com. Oh yeah. And yeah, I really want you, because I'm definitely going to do it, but I want you to make the most out of today. Learn something new. Find a way to have some fun. Document what you've done. All right, don't stop until the battle is won. Hey! All right, yeah, you see I'm getting a little crazy here. I'm really excited, though. Really excited, because the future is bright. I just recorded the previous episode about being recession proof, so I suggest highly look into that one. The future is bright because we are going to position ourselves for a bright future. You feel me? All right, so that's the goal. If you haven't already, please like or favorite this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to. Thank you so much for doing that. It helps to get new listeners, and it helps with the algorithm. So shout out to you. You're awesome. If you have any questions, thoughts, hit me up, send me a message. Other than that, have a wonderful rest of your day, and I look forward to talking to you in the next one. Peace.